to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean and all around all Asian types, all Asian entertainment, news, and music. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. The date today is March 30th. Already we're at the end of another month. Time sure does fly when you're having so much fun. Now, I know that for some people who may be students, this is an incredibly, incredibly stressful crunch time. So I wish you all the best. Just hang in there. We're almost done. And soon you'll be free to roam around in the green fields, breathing in the fresh air and this beautiful weather that we've been having in complete and absolute freedom until September. Assuming you're not a summer school student. Anyway, the first song of the day from Taiwan is by a singer called Joanne Tsang and A Qin of Taiwanese pop rock band F.I.R. And the song is called Love's Forever. And for this particular track, they're not really singing a duet. What it really is a featuring. A Qin provides the male part. He starts the song, and then for the rest of it, he sort of just does backing vocals and support for Joanne, who is the dominant voice on this track. It's in the pop rock style, and which is suitable. As it is A Qin who composed it, and of course F.I.R. being a pop rock band, this is very much in line with what they usually do. It's a very bubbly, very fun sort of song, and it's actually all about dedication. That promise to love forever, earnestly saying that they will be there no matter what. It's a simple, fun song with a simple, fun message, which is a great alternative to the ballads that we're accustomed to from the Chinese music industry, and frankly, this song just really matches so well with the weather outside. So let's check it out now. Joanne Tsang with A Qin, Love's Forever.
Forever.
猜猜你，哦，猜猜我，不。
That was Loves Forever by Taiwanese singer Joanne Tsang with A Qin of F.I.R. It's a fun little track to start us off. Sunny music for a sunny day. If you are into that sort of pop rock sound, definitely go and check out some more of Joanne and some more of A Qin and F.I.R. So we're going to move on to the next track. And the next one I have is from South Korea. It's underground hip hop by Palo Alto, the CEO and founder of Highlight Records and a very well-respected hip-hop artist in South Korea in his own right, featuring G2, B-Free, Occasion, and Zico. And the song is called Gobukson, or Turtle Ship, the remix. So before we get into the song, I'm going to give you a bit of a history lesson from history major Steve. The Turtle Ship was designed in the late 16th century by Admiral Yi Sun-shin. Now, around this time, Korea was under attack by Japan. They were launching invasions, and Japan, as an island nation, had to rely on its navy to transport goods, supplies, as additional reinforcement troops to Korea so they could continue their fight on essentially the mainland of Asia. And because of this, because of how heavily they relied on their navy, Admiral Yi Sun-shin knew that in order to save Korea, he had to really boost the Korean Navy to the point where it can take down these supply lines running from Japan to Korea in order to essentially cut off the Japanese armies on Korea so they can no longer fight at the level that they normally could. So in order to do that, he designed something called the Turtle Ship. It had one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to counter all the mainstay tactics of the Japanese Navy. So without getting too much into that, just hold that in mind. This is something that he invented for Korea to essentially really save it, kind of become a beacon of hope in a way. So with that in mind, it's something very distinctly Korean. And with this song containing all these braggadocio lyrics, it's really all about kind of taking pride in being Korean hip-hop. Now, this song is it's a trap song, very heavy drum beats, with mixing in some traditional Korean instruments there. So in order of appearance, the way they perform this song, we have Palo Alto doing the hook first, then we have G2, then B-Free, then Occasion, then Palo Alto doing his own verse, and then finally Zico at the very end of it. So it's a pretty cool song. This one just gets me hype every time. So originally, this was a song by Palo Alto and Zico. They produced this for their team on Show Me the Money Season 4. And then they took it and kind of revamped it a little bit, brought in some other artists, brought in new artists, actually. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Turtle Ship, the remix.
It's G2, B-Free, Palo Alto, Occasion and Zico, the motherfucking remix. Let's go. Soldiers, Gompyeong, Dawin on the sound, which is more me a dojo. My ninjas flying over oceans. You bitches fighting for attention. None of the chief to one girls and kitchen better than I got going to tuck song. Good young and jack of time. Just that a new way get the one to the two fucks. You so chase and young to the kitty that moon shot. If that day I'm making mood, they move the push up. Talking they get done, put them out and go to choo chun. Be very afraid, my hand put a bed. I got stuck in a jungle. Chingo, I need me much up on young day. Got to be a good one, but go with you. Get up to
we so fly, so high. So now welcome to Highlight Hong Kong Business Class 승무원이 가져와 땅콩 우리 회사 주가도 상승 얘네 적들은 미리구의 산소 나는 차사 너는 차깡통 Under the no-button rapper 아이돌 상관없어 타이틀 돈 버전 Let's get paid 가장 중요한 건 실력 남들과 차원 다른 비전 진정성 내 기사가 실려 실검 미리 근데 사진은 내가 아닌 송석형 고마들이 손가락질하며 욕하지 컴퓨터를 앞에 두고 센 척 근데 나는 괜찮아 다 튕겨나가 다 밀어붙여 나는 인간 거북서
에이. 우리 거북서 다른 애들 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 통통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우리 통통 너희 그냥 보통 우리 거북서 다른 애들 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 통통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우린 통통 너희 그냥 보통
우린 거북선 내 적
적의 범 고래한 마리 5 deep underwater exhale through the nose 내 스타일 바이 태바 나는 청산 가리 나를 심는 순간 you official lord goddamn goddamn 네 여친은 나를 꿈속에서 봤대 나는 거만 절반에 나머지는 겸손 중요한 건 balance 왜주타기 선수 거기서 거기 넌 재벌이세 아님 거지 나머지는 나머지고 우린 같은 아버지 족밥 같은 rappers 돈 빼서 다 가다 나눴지 전부 다 나눴지 파티 열어 you're uninvited hey.
하, 맛이 나라는 듯 판단하고 그만 듣고 맞하게 망하라고 넌 가짜도 진짜도 아냐 그냥 나라고 싫으면 떠나줘 현실엔 없는 너네 맞을 상관없지 보다 큰 것을 난 가졌지 가는 곳마다 사랑 보이네 나 반겨주는 사람 모이네 솔직히 진짜 친구는 몇 안 돼 주변에 내 지갑을 훔치려는 너랑 개 믿어주는 사람들 정말로 고맙네 돈 벌릴수록 사랑해 배가 고파게 현실을 왜 피하는 병신들 많아 정신을 차려 씨발 열심히 살아 누가 밥 먹여주지 않아 절대로 나 마음 열어주지 않아 우리가 무서워 다른 애들 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 똥통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우리 통통 너의 그냥 보통 우린 거 무서워 다른 매점 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 똥통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우린 통통 너의 그냥 보통
너의 그냥 보통 우린 보통이 아냐 본통 같이 못할 거면 나를 본드 What the fuck 넌 항로를 잘못 들었어 후회할 거야 내 수중에 under 난 물들어올 때 계속 노자 Blue Ocean에서 마저 호적 때는 맥주병도 거품 가라앉는 와중에도 차트 위 것들이 살아남은 걱정 어깨덕기 got money flow 모두 내 손에 써 송민호를 저작권 부자로 만든 프로듀서 상해성은 보물섬 떨어지는 보물섬들 이게 마지노선이야 너로선 무차 별적인 삿대질 덕에 난 쉽게 주목을 받아 go hard 무심코 너희가 던진 돌에 날 두른 편견이 깨져 나갔어 이제 선비들이 행동 개시할 차례 모방과 영감을 구분하지 못해 왜 자식나면 이 얼굴도 표절했다 해요 넥도트 듣고 뻑꾸기 그만 날려 맨 나 연봉을 여의봉이라고 발음해요 맘만 먹으면 쭉 늘어나기 Yeah I got enemies I got a lot of enemies 내겐 깔별로 소장되는 fabric
우린 거북손 다른 애들 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 똥통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우린 통통 너희 그냥 보통 우린 거북손 다른 애들 통통 그냥 통통 떨어져라 똥통 커지는 네 통공 느껴지는 고통 우린 통통 너희 그냥 보통
That was Turtle Ship by Palo Alto, G2, B-Free, Occasion, and Zico. Them, these talented Korean hip-hop artists taking pride as Korean hip-hop artists. All very talented rappers. Definitely go and check them out some more if you're into that sort of sound. They're not usually doing the sort of very heavy trap sort of style. They have a very wide range of styles between them, all these artists. Definitely go and give them another listen. So up next, I have another song from South Korea, and it's by Jun Hyo-sung. And she is the leader and main dancer of girl group Secret. This is her third solo effort, another EP, and the lead single is called Find Me. And the basic message behind this song is that she wants you to fight for her. She's saying that I know you, you know me, we could have this amazing, beautiful thing going. Don't just leave. Fight for me. Show me that you care. So compared to her earlier efforts, this one is very well produced, very polished, and it's really the thing that's suited to her the most. She is not the most accomplished vocalist, and if we consider her first effort, Goodnight Kiss, it was a sort of faux R&B, sort of slow song, and there were notes that she was singing where you could really tell that she wasn't comfortable hitting and singing those notes. And with her official title as being dancer, it's really the right move to give her a dance track. And she has that in Find Me. She's found her groove, and I just have a couple small complaints. The one being is that it kind of picks up very good energy through to the beginning, but then it lacks that sort of final high point, that final kick for a really memorable ending. And this one also has a rap verse thrown in there by a guy named D-Action, and it felt just very inserted and very there for no particular reason. But all of that aside, very solid effort. Let's check it out now. Jun Hyo-sung with Find Me.
잡아줘 이제는 나를 찾아줘 흩어진 기억 속에 더 이상 갇히기 싫어 혼자 남겨두지 마 이제는 너는 나를 찾고 싶어 너를 본 순간 숨이 멎었어 맘을 뺏겨버렸어 다가져갔던 my heart 너를 본 순간 선명해졌어 맘에 빛이 내렸어 보여줄게 from my heart 내일 내일 바라봐줘 내일 내일 화가 나죠 내일 내일 나를 찾아줘 내일 내일 바라봐줘 내일 내일 화가 나죠 내일 내일 나를 찾아줘 다칠 것 같아 그래서 아플 것 같아 너를 가서 안으면 나의 모든 것들이 채워져 길을 잃어버린 채 한참을 찾아 헤매서 잡은 손을 놓지 마 이제는 너는 나를 찾고 싶어 너를 본 순간 숨이 멎었어 맘을 뺏겨버렸어
Offering the opportunity to learn about film and cultural perspectives from around the world, Reel to Reel Festival includes international family-friendly films and hands-on workshops. Running from April 8th to 15th, R2R has films, activities, behind the scenes, and more. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day. Spend the day watching and making animation. R2R is sure to delight, move, and amaze audiences of all ages. Check out r2rfestival.org for all the information.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. If you're just tuning in now, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. So right before the break, we heard from South Korea, Jeon Hyo-sung, who is the leader of Korean girl group Secret, with her third solo single, Find Me, a very solid dance track. It was almost a party up in here in the studio right now. She's finally found her groove and found the sort of song, the sort of sound that really fits with her particular skill set. And I hope that she continues more in this sort of direction. So moving on, though, we have another song here from Singapore this time, and it's by JJ Lin, Singaporean recording artist JJ Lin, another new song off his new album. And in English, the song essentially is called A Song for You. So further experimentation with dummy head recording, which, if you are not terribly familiar with, is the sort of thing where they take a sort of mannequin head, they have two microphones, one for a left channel, the other for a right channel, and then that really kind of gives that a really good acoustic sort of vibe, like you really are listening to the song while you're there. And just joining me now is Ola from Soul Sandwich. Say what's up to everybody.
Hey everyone, how's it going? My name is Ola. I am the host, co-host of Soul Sandwich, and I am here with my buddy Steve on Asian Wave 101.
How does it feel to be on the show? You've been hearing a lot about it, but you're just joining us
this,
now.
This is my first time. Yeah, I'm elated. I am very excited. I want to hear the sweet tunes you're about to drop for us. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to drop some dank beats for today. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You said something about a Singaporean a musician just now?
Yes, JJ Lin. So just out of curiosity, are you familiar with what dummy head recording is?
No, I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned it briefly, but basically what it is that it takes like essentially a mannequin, like a model of a human head. Then you can put two microphones on it, and then one for a left channel and then one for a right channel. And that kind of gives it a very sort of live sort of feel because of kind of like the direction. And I've heard music done like that before, and it's really meant to give a sort of nice acoustic, you're listening to it right there sort of feeling.
So it feels like it's like right there in the room, mm-hmm. while you're there. So it's like from one ear and the other ear, right?
Yeah, that's really how it works. And with this one, he's trying to simulate movement. So JJ tried to create a bit of a scenario with this song. And it's that, imagine that he's singing this to his lady friend. It's kind of like she's just waking up, and then he's there with just an acoustic guitar, and he's serenading her when she's going through her morning routine. You can actually hear something like the natural background noise in there. So it's a cool concept. It's just a sweet, like a lovey-dovey song for you, I might add. creeper levels shot up to about 100 right there. So only acoustic guitars, and if possible, if you are in a situation where it allows for this, I recommend grabbing headphones, like specifically like the ones that like the buds, the ones that go right into your ears.
Yeah.
I recommend grabbing those if you are in a situation where you can wear headphones safely and enjoy music safely with the headphones. Do that now. I will give you 30 seconds.
That's a lot of time, 30 seconds.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, that's coming up next. JJ Lin, A Song for You, and after, Jay Rise, Toronto-based rapper with Work Hard.
间，你在的片段，我用心收藏。你聆听我弹唱，我写的歌你每一首喜欢，弹着明天为你唱。你不在乎什么地方，回到那池塘那片沙滩，爱纯真也疯狂。皱纹满脸，渡那月圆，黄昏时刻，我还想为你弹唱，哼一哼我们的美满。任时间变迁，我们始终拥有那第一天，亲爱的，我爱。
Let me tell y'all the story of my life. Get to know about my passion. Always dreamt big and I turned it to an action. Wondering where I could be in a couple years. Assemble a strong team, no musketeers. I paint a picture, I'm a well-deserved artist. Out of my colleagues, I seem to work the hardest. I never had money, so I work to where I am now. My team with me, you'll never see a man down. My family and single mom that be struggling. Life speeding up, so I got the seat buckle in. I promise mom if I make it big one day, she won't need to wake up for work on a Monday. Never get distracted by them undercover pretty hoes. And why is that I gotta shoot my own videos? I don't promote so the whole fucking city knows. Don't you get it though? The world's bigger, ho.
I don't really know where I'm going, but I know what I want. I can see it going far and I reach it for the stars and it's showing. With everything that I do, it's just me and my crew and we're gonna make it through.
I work hard, there ain't no secret. You better believe it, I'm gonna achieve it. I work hard, you might not see it. No time for sleeping, swimming in the deep end. I work hard, whatever is needed. Life's just speeding, need a little freedom. I work hard, yeah, I work hard, yeah, I work hard, yeah, I work hard.
Decided to do rap and just try for fun. My younger days, I was always just a quiet one. Time and wisdom is what got me my position. If it wasn't for my peers, then I don't see my existence. Women and fame is all the things I never chase. If it's right, then it will come, you will get your way. Never took astronomy, but I know I'd be a star. Not the kid who wows every time they see a fancy car. They expect me to be social, speaking up. And in reality, how many of y'all believe in us? The haters, a part of when you're reaching up, owning a Maserati, that's part of the things I'm dreaming of. Women seeking love, they believed in lust. Don't start a chapter if you can't read the trust. Don't judge a book by its cover. I know it's kinda hard when it look like another.
I don't really know where I'm going, but I know what I want. I can see it going far and I reach it for the stars and it's showing. With everything that I do, it's just me and my crew and we're gonna make it through.
I work hard, there ain't no secret. You better believe it, I'm gonna achieve it.
I work hard, you might not see it. No time for sleeping, swimming in the deep end.
I work hard, whatever is needed. Life's just speeding, need a little freedom.
I work hard, yeah,
I work hard,
yeah,
I work hard,
yeah,
I work hard.
Okay, that was JJ Lin with A Song For You, and after that was Jay Rise with Work Hard. Ola, you were listening to both those songs for the first time. What were you thinking?
Well, the first one was very... I don't know. The first one, I received that very well because I was in here and I started hearing music, but I thought it was in the room with us. And I was like, did someone leave the door open or something? But it turns out that that's what Dummy Head recording is. It's, you know, they have basically more than one microphone in the room. And he's like literally just getting the surround sound, right, from whatever his music is playing. And it sounds, you can hear the like water rushing in the background. I think you told me something about how his girlfriend is doing her daily tasks, I guess, before she goes out or something. She's preparing for a day out or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like serenading her while he's doing that. And it's very, very ethereal, I guess. I don't know. It just feels really good because it feels like you're right there. It's like a very like a Spotify live session kind of thing. So I really like that. And the second one was Work Hard, right?
Yeah.
J Raz. And he's interesting. It sounded very beaty, but it was like very pop beaty. I don't know how to like describe that better, but it was very interesting. He sounds like something I'd listen to on the regular, but I just never heard of.
Yeah.
He's a Toronto artist?
He is Toronto-based. Yes, he's actually Korean-Canadian.
Okay.
And that song, I brought that one because I think that listeners everywhere need a little inspiration, especially if we have maybe, say, some students listening right now. Right now, it's crunch time. So you need that. It's like keep focused, work hard, do your thing, and then in the end, like, everything's going to work out. Yeah. Like, always be improving, always, like, just have a good mindset, right?
Yeah. I think that's a good thing to have in mind, you know, especially university, you know, because, you know, sometimes life sometimes beats you down, you know, and you just got to keep, you know, staying focused and working hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sweet.
Anyway, but now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings from the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first up from Taiwan, Yoga Lin, yes, that's his name, Yoga Lin is embarking on a Chinese tour after a year-long hiatus. The 28-year-old singer announced his tour, The Great Yoga, making five stops in five cities in China, including Beijing and Shanghai. He is returning to the stage after completing his mandatory national service in Taiwan's armed forces. He will be performing a medley of his older hits as well as some new material. He originally gained fame as the winner of the first season of 1 Million Star, a TV singing competition show. He quickly gained supporters through his own unique interpretations of older pop hits. His debut album, Mystery Guest, sold 40,000 in the first week of release in 2008. Now, why do I bring this up? It's because I feel that Yoga is for real one of the most unique and standout talents in Chinese music right now.
Yeah.
Mostly because if you may not have heard his music before, Ola, but he his voice is like, it's very raspy and very deep. Like and like the dude is like, he's fairly baby faced too.
Yeah.
So like the voice and the looks don't match up a little bit, but he is a very talented vocalist. He's a composer as well. He's kind of like I'd say he's a real jazz sort of singer. Mm. That's his style.
So he's a very, very croony artist. He's like you know,
in a way, yes.
Sing song you know, singing to women or something, you know, like very lovely love songs, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he
breaks the meta a little bit because there have been some of his music where he's not afraid to be experimental, kind of like these rapid, unconventional guitar riffs and strange drum beats.
Interesting.
So I think celebrating those sorts of talents should definitely be kind of
encouraged.
But you know, like he is very famous in his own right, but unfortunately I feel like a lot of people still gravitate towards the usual Chinese music convention, which is ballads, I think.
I mean ballads are great. I mean I would listen to ballads every day.
I mean, I like a good ballad.
Exactly.
But you know, sometimes it does get kind of weary.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So he's a very pop-centric person or jazz?
I wouldn't say it at all. He's popular, but I would not. But he's one artist I would never categorize as being a pop artist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But so the next piece of news, actually, you can weigh in a little bit. So this one's from South Korea, and a South Korean named Lee Hi is currently facing some accusations of plagiarism. So she has been on hiatus, a bit of absence from the music industry for about 3 years now. So then she finally came back. Her songs have been climbing up the charts. They've been doing quite well. And then she suddenly got hit with this accusation that her song Hold My Hand was plagiarizing Charlie Puth's Marvin Gaye. So, like, I myself, you know, I was listening to the songs, and, you know, I don't have the most extensive musical background, so I myself, I can't really, I guess I can't really say that, yes, this is plagiarism, or no, this is definitely not plagiarism.
It's always a very, you know, like, very scary ground to go onto, because, you know, what counts as, you know, artistic expression, you know, what counts as actually blipped and copying, you know, like when you think about it in terms of, like, did they copy the rhythm of the track? They copy the actual words, you know, like it really, but I'm sure if there are actual serious allegations about it, I'm sure they're probably maybe founded in something. Maybe it was like, actually, somebody just figured out that it was actually somebody's song.
You know, actually, now that you bring this up, the thing is that these accusations actually first came up from this YouTube video that was posted by this channel that apparently, allegedly has made these sort of video postings in the past, like just deliberately trying to say, oh, this is plagiarism, that is plagiarism.
Okay. So it could be fake. It could just be like trying to damage your character.
So actually, the video that I've actually pulled it up right here.
Yeah.
So now that you're here, Ola, I can actually get a fresh set of ears on this one. So we'll just take a quick listen to this one, and then we can see exactly what it is. So I'll just play the first little bit, and then you can kind of judge. So, buffering. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's about to start right here. Yeah, just so you know. So this one is Lee Hi's, the Korean one.
Okay.
Moving on to Charlie.
We got this king says to ourselves.
Oh.
Don't have to share with no one else.
Well, both.
Don't keep your secrets to yourself.
Well, both sound like the background music is copied, I guess. But if both are, you know, being inspired by an original song or a different song, and both of those artists actually admit to that, then, like, I don't see a problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, because neither of them really copied each other. They both copied from somebody else, mm-hmm. right? So, I guess in that case, it really depends on, you know, who is actually pursuing with the lawsuit or the allegation. You know, like, mm-hmm.
Well, no lawsuits, but definitely allegations.
Yeah,
right,
allegations.
Now.
Yeah,
and apparently not even from Charlie Puth himself.
Exactly.
So, but the thing is that I will point this out. This is something that actually slipped my mind, and then it was actually brought up through a further online conversation that I was looking at. Both songs are in the doo-wop style.
Exactly.
And and this is something that other people have said. I haven't really verified this myself, but a lot of people who do know music say that doo-wop is like there's only like a few chords
exactly.
or
yeah,
melodies ever
doom,
used.
Doom,
so
doom, 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 doom. It's like a thing that like people in a cappella do as well, you know, and you can't really say that those people are copying, right? Because they're, you know, it's just a style. It's a
like,
artistic
that,
style,
yeah,
you know?
And that
so,
style
yeah.
just so happens to have the same
chords,
over and over again.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's really hard to say. Yeah. But hey, if you have any thoughts on this, you know, don't hesitate to send it my way. I'd love to hear from you, hear some of your insight.
Yeah.
So that you can send it to me via email, asianwave101@gmail.com. So actually, thank you so much for dropping in today, Ola. Thanks so much.
I'm flattered to be invited on, and I like the show. I'm a longtime listener. Actually, this is my first time on the show, so I'm pretty happy. And yeah, I'll definitely be coming back sometime soon.
Yeah. And tell Rohi what up.
I'll tell him for sure. Actually, we have a show tonight. So, you know.
Really, yeah. 8 p.m. Wednesday nights, Soul Sandwich with Ola and Rohi. Tune in. They got some good stuff on there.
Good stuff, yeah. Guys. If you want to listen to you know, everything from indie rock to hip-hop and R&B to African beats, you know, Soul Sandwich is your jam. So listen in at 8 p.m. tonight. And you can hear my beautiful voice and Rohi as well.
Hey, what was the... hey, just out of interest... when you were on Fun Drive, you were saying that if somebody donated $60, you would get a live mix song by DJ MC Raheet, which is Raheet, and you singing a song, and you do a live mix.
Nobody ever, you know, like donated in that time. So,
you should have done a little fan service.
I should have. So people would have, like, you know, donated like maybe $10,000 just for us, you know, and that would have been, like, dope. I'll probably do it. Maybe next time I'm on the show, I'll, like, sing along to a Korean song that you put on here, you know?
All right, good stuff. All right, thanks. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australia Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bite Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
We are back on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. If you're just tuning in now, what we had before the break, we had some of the news, and Ola from Soul Sandwich, one of the hosts of Soul Sandwich, came in and offered some of his insight on today's Asian entertainment news. Thank you so much once again for joining me in the studio, Ola. So moving on to the next song, we have another song by Jay Rise, our Canadian Artist of the Week. And this song is from his 2014 mixtape called In Timely Fashion. And this song is called Feeling Like, produced by Clumsy Beats. And this one is actually very reminiscent of the sort of California West Side hip-hop style. And it's really kind of perfect for almost the somewhat California weather that we've been having outside. It's very sunny. It's a beautiful day outside. Not quite as hot, but I think you catch my drift. So this one, just a very feel-good song, just something that's suitable for just chilling, having a nice afternoon drive in the beautiful sunlight. So let's check it out now. Jay Rise with Feeling Like.
Whatever you do, you gotta give it your all. Give it your all. Be grateful.
I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Giving my all, I'ma get it in. Get it. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Feeling like the man of the year, ho, ho. Shining at the top like a chandelier, ho, ho. Can't get the best of me, nah, you ain't stressing me. Having deja vu, they all see success in me. But damn, I might have figured out the recipe. Kept it real so the real people got respect for me. Nah, 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 it's not an understatement. My confidence up, feeling like the fucking greatest. What did I do to make it this far? Looking back at the past, I was clueless. Now I put a lot of thought to my present, not a gift card. Doing what I gotta for my future. Time to be losing. If I'm the one to make it, shit, the whole team's included. Yeah, yeah, I do it. I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Giving my own, I'ma get it in. Get it. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. At the club, the whole team round me. Look for the lights and the bottles, that's where you'll find me. Broke up with a man, shawty wanna rebound me. We in the backseat, riding around these H-Town streets. And we swaying to the left, change lanes to the right. She wanna stay for the night, make a change to her life. One look in your eyes and I'll see what you're up to. Don't look so surprised when I tell you to come through. Shout out
side to the west side girls with them fake titties. Never have to buy a drink cause her face pretty. Another world full of hoes, bottlers, and shot collars. Party bitches with sugar daddies who got dollars. Hustlers will be celebrating the hard work. The new generation hoes be practicing twerking. Shit, I'm just trying to get it by any means. I'm building for longevity, chasing after my dreams. I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Giving my all, never get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in.
That was Jay Rise with Feeling Like Something That's in the Nostalgic Style of Good Old West Coast Hip Hop. Jay Rise is a very solid artist, and in fact, he's an artist who has gone through a lot of improvement over the course of his career. His flow has become a lot sharper, his lyrical writing and his wordplay has also become a lot tighter, a lot sharper as well. So if you like his sound, if you like his work, and you want to check out some more of it, definitely go and find him on all the social medias. His name is spelled J-R-E-Y-E-Z, or Z for my fellow Canadians out there. So moving on, another song from South Korea, this time by a girl group called Fiestar, and the song is called Mirror, their latest release from their EP, A Delicate Sense. Now this song is it's a song that's very much in line with how Fiestar's sound has been changing over the years. They started off being very distinctly kind of pop rap, very bubblegum pop sort of sound. And then recently, after losing one of their members, the member Francesca actually left after a couple years ago. She left for personal reasons. She left and never really looked back upon the group. And then after sort of that member change, they had a sound change as well. They became a lot more sultry, a lot more mature, dealing with subject matter and sound styles that are very much more grown up. And this one is in that similar vein. It's got this very, very dark, very sultry sort of dance poppy sort of feel mixed in with a little bit of urban sound, some R&B, a little bit of hip hop. And this one really is actually kind of talking about the idea of looking at yourself and kind of seeing yourself kind of changing, seeing yourself becoming someone that's very different from the original. And in the end, it's by looking in the mirror, and after all the tears, you kind of see yourself as a changed person. So that's coming up next. Fiestar with Mirror on Asian Wave 101.
Mama.
속에 빛이나 마치 미친 애처럼 굴어 아무렇지 않게 가도 네 음색을 찾아 날 미친 애로지고 만들어 Step my time, my life Memory 지워버린 시간 네가 아닌 네가 없는 나 나란 존재마저 점점 의미에 착각
더 오래 빛은 난 미친 애처럼 굴어 24시간 지칠 때까지
That was Fiestar with Mirror from their latest EP, A Delicate Sense. Something very dark, very mature, very grown up, and not really what you would expect of girl groups from South Korea. So definitely go and check out some more of their stuff if you want to go and see their transition as a group from their debut days to right now. And it should be notable to mention that Yeji, who had an amazing sort of rebirth going through Unpretty Rap Star Season 2, is actually the group's rapper for Fiestar. Yes, she is a member of a girl group. She is an idol, but she still kills it whenever she's rapping and whenever she's pursuing the hip-hop genre. So more power to her. So we have one more song that we are going to play, and it is once again a duet from the Chinese music industry. This time it's by a very talented young lady named Rosie Yang, and this song is called Zama Hai Bu Ai, which essentially it kind of means, why are we not in love, or why are we not loving? And the official English title is Why Not Love? And it's a duet with a male singer called Yu Feng, and he is of the Voice of China fame, and he has a very raspy, very deep sort of singing voice that's very suitable to R&B. Now, the reason why I'm playing this song is because that there doesn't seem to be enough of this style in Chinese music. A lot of the times it is very much ballad-based, but never this sunny, very sort of wide, powerful sound, very inspiring sort of feel. So this one, very simple, why are we not in love? Everything, the message is that everything seems to be working out. We seem to fit together perfectly. How come we are not in love yet, or how come we are not together? So we're going to end off with that, and coming up next is your weekly arts report. They're coming in here to do another awesome show for you guys. Stay tuned for that. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. If you have a request for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for tuning in to Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. We have Rosie Yang in a duet with Yu Feng to play us out, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much. Take care.
Hey, 是不能不。
想确认你身边没有暧昧的其他对象啊，我的留言你会最快，
喜欢浏览有你猜到每张照片，什么装扮都认得出来，让我出神的神的夜、yeah, 陪你取笑的发呆，都是因为你太好看。
I'm just.
Everybody, welcome to this week's Arts Report. It is March the 30th, 2016. I'm your host, Ashley Park, and joining me today are...
Tintin Yang.
Hi, Andy.
Last name Andy?
Andy Ta.
Thank you, Andy. All right, so Tintin, you are a new face, or should I say new voice, to radio. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you wanted to get involved with the Arts Report?
I am a first-year science arts. I don't really know exactly what program I'm in.
That's okay.
Student at UBC, and I've always been interested in being a part of the CITR radio station, and I also really like art, and I like local art, so this is a great way to get involved in that, I think. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, what we have for you today, Arts Report listeners, is we have a variety of stuff happening. One thing we do is we have an interview coming up with a UBC film.